It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Gray Bar Sports Open Live. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Well, we're not going to have many of these Friday shows for the next 6 months or so. Generally, if you get Sports Open Line for any extended amount of time, might be on a Wednesday night, might be on a Thursday night, unless the Cardinals are in Chicago playing an afternoon game against the Cubs. Friday nights from here on out are going to be Cardinals baseball here on at KMOX. But with opening day being yesterday and them always putting in a day buffer in there just in case anything gets rained out and they need to do it the next day, we didn't get rained out yesterday, and we're here doing Sports Open Line tonight, so welcome into the program. I'll have you for just an hour, taking you until 7 o'clock. That's when Jen Cease is going to be in here with City Spotlight, doing all things City SC from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We'll talk a little City SC coming up in our next segment, actually, just previewing what's going to be coming up this weekend as they continue to play and look to bounce back after the first loss of the season. And we're going to have a guest coming up Bradley Wright Phillips is going to be on the program in about 10 minutes or so is when he's going to join us. Might get to a little bit of Blues. Do have some breaking news today as the Blues have officially signed forward Jimmy Snuggerud to a 3-year entry-level contract. The Minnesota Golden Gophers had their season really unexpectedly come to an end. And by the way, sidebar on that, man, I feel terrible for the folks at the St. Louis Sports Commission and everybody with the Frozen Four. It's still going to be obviously a great event, but man, how awesome would it have been if Snuggerud was going to be able to take part in that here in a couple weekends. Instead, today's going to be a Blue. So Snuggerud's college career is done. He has officially gone pro. He has signed a 3-year entry-level contract with the team. He is going to join the team on Monday, and we'll see how much he plays and what he can do with this team. They got to be careful. We'll talk more about this a little bit later, but they just got to be careful in terms of they're on a roll right now. You're adding another piece. You want to make sure that they continue to develop and all that. So, yeah, we'll talk more about that coming up in a while. But here's what we've got coming up today from a baseball perspective. First off, I thought yesterday opening day was awesome. Not just because it's opening day and everything that goes along with opening day is awesome. That goes without saying, but I'll say it nonetheless. But I loved the way the team played yesterday. Loved it. And I'm hopeful. I've been hopeful, by the way. Like, this isn't a I told you so thing because it's one of 162 and there is no guarantee of how they're going to play. But I thought what we saw yesterday is what we could see this year that could lead to success. And what I specifically mean by that is tangible examples of hitters taking steps forward. Lars Nootbaar isn't going to have a couple hits and a home run every game. I understand that. Nolan Arenado's not going to have two hits and a home run every single game. But it's some of the things that we saw that are not part of the baseball card numbers. And they're not even part of, like, advanced numbers either. Like, this is not me trying to throw, new advanced statistics down your throat. This is me talking about approach. And that's what we talked about yesterday on the Extra Innings Show, and it's what I'm going to continue to talk about today, because I think right now where this team is at is the single biggest key for this team moving forward if they want to be a successful team and if they want to be a contending team. When I say contending, I specifically mean a team that's contending for the division, which I think that's their ceiling, that they can be a team that can be a legitimate contender for the division. We saw great at-bats yesterday, even for guys who didn't get hits. Wilson Contreras looked great at the plate yesterday. He didn't have a hit. He looked great. He took pitches. He had competitive at-bats. He just didn't get a hit out of it. That's okay. If Wilson Contreras has basically the exact same day that he had game after game after game, some hits are going to fall. Like, he's going to – his approach at the plate was great. Jordan Walker's approach at the plate was great. Liked what we saw from Victor Scott offensively and defensively. And obviously, you got the big production from Lars Nootbaar and Nolan Arenado. But if we're going to sit here, and like I've said all offseason long, if the key for this Cardinals team to be able to take a step forward is for individual hitters to take steps forward, so therefore you're scoring more runs than you scored last year, yesterday, 1 of 162, good start, really good start. And I am hopeful that the approach that the team took at the plate yesterday, 1 through 9, felt. I'm sure I could find a bad at bat if I went back and watched every single at bat again. But watching that game, I never at any moment in the game went, well, that guy gave an at bat away, or man, that was kind of a missed opportunity is the wrong word. That just wasn't a great approach. So that's what I really liked. That's what I really liked coming out of yesterday. Sonny Gray was fine. I thought bullpen was really good. Chris Roycroft, that's kind of been one of the guys I've been talking about a lot. Thought, you know, he got put into a bigger role because Ryan Fernandez wasn't available. Ryan Helsley comes in, just throws absolute gas. So yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Really good start. Really good start to the season. And by the way, it's easy for me to say this. I think it's true. There's no way to tell if it's true or not. If that exact game plays out, but some different things happen, like maybe Victor Scott doesn't make that catch. If Victor Scott doesn't make that catch, the Cardinals might lose that game. I'd be saying the exact same thing right now. I'd be talking about the approach the guys took at the plate, and it was a really good day, and if they continue to do that, they're going to win more games than they lose. And I'm sure people would be calling me out if I did that for being a guy that's a homer and carrying water for the team, yada, yada, yada. Like, you play these games, and you go through the process of what you need to do, and sometimes you're going to win, and sometimes you're going to lose. And if you're doing everything the right way, you're going to win more often than you lose, but that doesn't mean you're going to win 100% of the time. They could have very easily lost yesterday's game. If that incredibly tough catch by Victor Scott II isn't made, and nobody would have expected, you know, there's no requirement of him making that catch, the Cardinals lose that game, and I think I'm still sitting here feeling kind of the same about things, that I'm really happy with the approach that I saw guys take at the plate. So that's my big takeaway. That's my big takeaway. I told you yesterday on the Extra Innings Show, I was going to play back the audio of John Mozeliak in the scrum before the game, talking about what he would say to the fans if he were to address the fans yesterday. So I've got that. We'll play that at about 6:30 or so. So don't go in. At 6:30, we're going to, after we have our conversation about City SC here in just a moment, at about 6:30, we'll come back. I'll play you that audio. I think it's hilarious. I think it's awesome. I love what he said. Maybe you've seen it on social media. If you've seen it, you'll probably want to hear it again. I thought it was great. So we'll play that for you coming up in just a little while. But we will switch gears. We'll talk some City SC soccer in just a moment or so as Bradley Wright Phillips from Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. He joins us after this break. It's Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, wrapping up our first week on 104.1 FM. We're still on 11:20 a.m. You don't have to worry about that. I know with Cardinals season underway, a lot of folks outside of the St. Louis area who listen at night were a little bit worried. Don't worry, still on 11:20 a.m., but now broadcasting on 104.1 FM as well. We are KMOX. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line. My name is Matt Pauly. Very happy to welcome onto the program. He is a studio analyst with Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. His name is Bradley Wright Phillips, and he joins us right now as we preview what's going to be going on with City coming up on Sunday. They'll be at home matched up against Austin over at Energizer Park. Bradley, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
No problem. I'm fine, thank you. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So last weekend, City loses for the first time, and they also give up a goal for the first time against Philadelphia. What did you see in that matchup that was maybe a little bit different from the first three?
I think St. Louis came up against a Philly side that are very efficient. So you've had clean sheets because, you know, St. Louis have been defending very well. They've been outstanding. Kessler, for one, has been really good this season, up for early goal defender of the season. But I think that it was just Philly being a little bit more efficient in the final third. When they had the chance, they took it. But it was a game where I want to see, I know St. Louis defend well, but I want to see a little bit more in the attacking side of the game because you do have the players up top.
Is that something that's still kind of coming along for this team, that they've settled themselves defensively, but offensively it's still very much a work in progress?
Exactly. That's what I've seen from the outside. And I don't mind that. I think it's really early in the season and it's been a positive start for St. Louis. But now it's about building off of that foundation, which is the defense. You're obviously the team's mirroring the coach. Olof Melberg was a solid defender and you see that in how they play. It's just about getting the balance right and, you know, being a bit more free-minded in the attack.
The team's going to play without Berkey for a little while longer, arguably the top goaltender in all of MLS. How much does that impact this team, and what can they do to kind of mitigate the fact that he's not there?
I think it's going to come from everyone. It's not one player. It's not the standing goalkeeper in Lund. It's going to come from everyone in that back line, you know, just along the way in, you know, stopping shots, defending the box well. But you're losing in Berkey, a leader at the back. It's not just his amazing saves, it's his leadership at the back there. It's, you know, the team knowing that we have someone, you know, the best goalkeeper in the league, arguably, behind us if we do make a mistake. So that's what the squad's for. I don't see it hindering St. Louis too much, but it's obviously a big loss just on the pitch.
As a result of a red card and a second yellow card, Edward Leuven's not going to be available for the team coming up this weekend against Austin. How big of a loss is that, and how tough is it going to be for City to replace what he brings them?
And what we just spoke about, the team being, you know, a bit more effective in the final third, Edward Leuven is that player that when St. Louis are attacking, you need to get him on the ball to make things happen. So that could be a bigger loss than the Berkey one, just in terms of getting goals and getting results.
Do you like this team made all these changes last year with the transfer window, and they played better down the stretch, but they weren't going to really be a playoff team outside of something miraculous happening. And then they make the coaching change, and it feels like here over these first few weeks, we're starting to see the combination of a new coach trying to implement some things and really a bunch of new players that, yeah, technically they were with the team last year, but they're kind of new this year as well, just in that sense. Do you like, compared to what maybe you saw under Bradley Carnell and under Hackworth as well, do you like the direction this team is going?
I do, because let's talk in the terms of getting to the playoffs and actually having, you know, and winning in the playoffs. You need a solid back line. I think St. Louis were very good under Bradley Carnell, very exciting, very hard to play against, but it was a little bit, you know, they were going to concede. You knew that it was a team that you could score against. For me, the only problem is just getting a bit more fluid in the final third. I think what they're building now, what Melberg is building now, looks like a team to me that can compete in the playoffs because they keep a lot of clean sheets. They're hard to score against.
When you look at this matchup with Austin coming up this weekend, what do you key in? What does City have to do especially well to be successful this weekend?
I think it's defend as they have been. I honestly don't think Austin have got going in terms of the attack. I think that it's an attack that St. Louis can keep quiet. I think it's about possessing the ball, taking chances on set pieces. It's going to be a big loss having no Leuven. But I like the front three, you know, better. I like their chances of exposing that Austin back line because Austin, for me, they've been defensively pretty good, but they haven't been that good to start the season. And when you look back at the history, this game has always favoured St. Louis, especially being at home. I think the teams have played four times and Austin haven't beat them once.
Where do you rank this home field advantage that City has compared to most of the rest of MLS? We're pretty proud here in St. Louis of everything that's going on.
I've not been fortunate enough to get, you know, out there and be, you know, experience that atmosphere. But the fans have been unbelievable. It's no surprise that you're very difficult to beat, you know, at home. I know it sounds cliche, but honestly, the crowd can be a 12th man, and we've seen that in St. Louis.
Got to ask you this one before we get you out of here. You set an MLS record. You became the fastest player in MLS to record 100 league goals, and you did that in just 158 matches. Now, Taylor Twellman is your colleague at Apple TV. He is a St. Louis, and he's been on the show many times. We love Taylor Twellman. He had the previous mark of 174. How often do you bring up the fact to Taylor that you're the guy who broke his record?
I don't. Hey, and shout out to Taylor. I've got a lot of time for Taylor, man. He's helped me, you know, in this field. But no, I don't bring it up. If he tries to wind me up, then I'll have a little shot back at him. But for the most part, we're cool.
Before we get you out of here, give a plug for, you know, what Apple TV is doing covering MLS soccer and just soccer in general. It's incredible. It's much more than just the game broadcast. You're a part of the studio team. There's the Whip Around show. There's so many things that you guys are doing. Tell folks about everything that goes along with MLS Season Pass.
It's been amazing. And just to be a fan of of Major League Soccer, to be able to watch all those games, get the coverage we get. So, like you said, we do the 360 show, but before that, there's a countdown show giving you everything down to tactics, formations, starting lineups, our opinions on what the game, you know, what we think the game's going to look like. And then at the end of the weekend, we've added Sunday night football, soccer on the Sunday, sorry. And then after that, we do the wrap-up. So it's just complete coverage in one place. You don't have to go and look for it anywhere. It's in one place on Apple TV. And it's just, for me, it's just brilliant. As a fan, just to be able to sit down and watch all the games, get all the information, all the latest news, it couldn't be any better.
Bradley Wright Phillips, he is a part of the team at Apple TV with MLS Season Pass. Thank you so much for taking time with us today. Hopefully we can chat again down the line.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Very good. That is Bradley Wright Phillips joining us again. City SC, they match up against Austin. That's going to be a 1:15 start on Sunday afternoon. Some Sunday afternoon soccer this weekend. You, of course, can always listen to it on our sister station, Y98. You can do the Y98 overlay on top of the broadcast. If you watch on Apple TV, there's going to be a lot more talk about City SC when Jen Cease gets in here at 7 o'clock for a City Spotlight. And certainly look forward to being able to bring that program to you coming up in just a while. We're going to jump back into the Cardinals. If you want to chime in on the Cardinals, we'll give you an opportunity to do so. You can call, text, tweet 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text. If you tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. If you're watching the show on the stream, you can leave a comment and we'll look at those. Like I mentioned earlier, we're going to play that audio for you from John Mozeliak. I thought he was really funny yesterday when talking about what he expected from a fan reaction perspective. So that's all coming up. Don't go anywhere. More in a moment. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Rolling on with the Graybar Sports Open Line. I only have you for about 25 more minutes. Jen Cease is going to get in here at 7 o'clock for the City Spotlight. She'll do all soccer from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We got a little baseball. Might touch on some more hockey before we call today. As always, if you want to chime in, you can do so by calling, texting, or tweeting. If you call or text, the phone number is 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900, or you can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air. For those of you who are watching on the video stream, you can leave a comment, and I'll keep an eye on that as we go along through the program as well. All right, so yesterday, John Mozeliak met with the media inside of the Cardinals dugout, standard thing for him to do at the start of the season every year. And it was his final opening day. Now, I would have liked to have played this audio for you before because there's been a lot of talk today on this station, and really it's been one of the major narratives and storylines throughout all of St. Louis. Just the fact that there were some boos for Mo and also for the DeWitts. I thought it was, and if you've been following along, John Mozeliak is keenly aware of the way a portion of the fan base feels about him. He knows. And he's been open about it. It's not something that he shies away from. I thought this was really funny. And this is one of these type of clips that the more context that there is for it, the better. Because it's something that doesn't play well at all in print. If you just read these quotes, it kind of sounds eh. And then when you hear it, it's a little bit better. And then there is some video of it. My buddy, Brendan Schaefer, who covers the Cardinals for KMOV's website and does stuff with Sports Hub STL, he tweeted out the video of it. And when you see the video and when you were there standing next to him, you realize the smile that's on his face, how he's being very tongue-in-cheek, how he's having fun with this whole thing. So I know a lot of people don't want to give Mozeliak the benefit of the doubt. I would ask you. Just when it comes to this one, for this 35-second audio clip that I'm about to play for you, give him the benefit of the doubt. As someone who was standing right next to him, it was really funny. So, essentially, Mo was asked, when he's introduced, would he address the fans yesterday for the opening day pregame festivities, and this is what he had to say.
I don't have any intentions of giving a speech today. If so, you know what my message would be? Like, so when they, like, boo me, I can say, like, I'm leaving. You got your wish. Like, let's celebrate the moment. Let's not yell at me. I don't know. I mean, I think about it if you were on the other side. I would be appreciative if I didn't want the guy here. He's leaving.
How do you expect to be received? Oh,
my fingers are crossed. Not too bad.
It was really funny. It was really funny in the moment. And you almost have to have that kind of attitude because he is not the most popular person out there right now. It would be disingenuous for me to sit here and tell you that I know John Mozeliak really, really well. There are a lot of media members in St. Louis who have been here a lot longer. We're here from, you know, his beginning, and they've all kind of grown together. that's not me. I'm in my, third season covering the team. So that's my direct interactions with Mo have been 3 years, where there's people in this market at 20 plus years covering him and interacting with him. So I always think it's important that I say that. But one thing that I kind of lament on his behalf, and he doesn't need anybody doing that for him, but I'll do it nonetheless. One of the things that I lament on his behalf is I don't feel like he has allowed his personality to really get out there. And I don't know how you take it. I would love to hear. So if you've got comments on that, by the way, feel free to text them in, tweet them in, 314. I may not even read them on the air. I'm just curious for myself as somebody who is always interested in what fans are thinking. Like, what's your reaction to hearing that? Do you have the reaction that I had, that that's pretty funny and that that's kind of a side of his personality and his humor that you don't see so often, and it's actually good to see that? Do you have such a dislike for him that it almost doesn't matter what he says, that you're going to take a negative stance towards it? So feel free, drop me a text, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. For those of you who are viewing us right now, just leave a comment. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. I'd be curious what your just initial reaction. If you've got a different takeaway from that bit of audio than I do, that's fine. I'm very comfortable with people having different opinions than me, for sure. But I thought it was funny, and I thought it was lighthearted, and I enjoyed that he did that. So I'd be curious to see even people who are not his biggest fans, what they maybe do take away from that. I've told this story before. I'll tell it right now, though, because I think it's notable. One of the first times, you know, I'd heard people say before that he doesn't really show off his personality too much in a public standpoint. We had a seminar this past year for like college sportscasters across Missouri and the region. And it was a really cool thing. And a bunch of the, you know, broadcasters here in town and connected to the Cardinals spoke to the group of aspiring broadcasters. And we had a lunch, and during the lunch session, Mo came in and did a kind of a keynote address, and he was asked about the streaming games. And for those of you who have followed along with Sports Open Line, you know that I, for one, I don't have a problem with the streaming games. Like, I don't view games going to streaming packages any different than what previously happened when games came off of like broadcast TV and went to cable TV. All of a sudden, you needed to have a cable box. You needed to have a cable subscription. Well, that got very normal, and nobody ever complains about the Cardinals being on Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN. But then when they go to Apple TV for a Friday night game, or if they go to Roku now for a Sunday game, people start complaining again. And it's my contention, I could be wrong, it's my contention that eventually that will normalize out as well, and people will just be used to it. We'll see. Rob Manfred's been on this big kick recently that his next TV deal, he wants to have more games on broadcast TV. So maybe I'm wrong on that. I'm open to being wrong. But anyways, I don't have a problem with it. I understand a lot of fans don't like it. Trust me. As somebody who, anytime I bring this up, I hear from folks, I understand a lot of people hate the streaming games, hate the Friday night games on Apple, hate going to Roku, hate not knowing where to go, all these things. Like, I get it. We're not having that conversation right now. So, Mo was asked about that in the seminar, and he told the story about how his mom, who lives in Colorado, anytime the Cardinals would play on Friday night on Apple TV, she would call him and say, he said she would call me and say, Johnny, how do I get this game? And he would end up calling his sister, and his sister would have to drive over to their parents' house to get the game on Apple TV to help the parents. So the point of what I took away from that is really relatable. Like, every single person that moans and complains when I'm talking about the streaming games on Sports Open Line, like, they completely relate now with John Mozeliak's mother. And that's what I see yesterday from him in that story. I don't know. I just think there is a part of his personality that has not completely gotten out there. And I thought he was really, it was really funny yesterday. I said this earlier when we talked about it on Redbird Rush Hour. We'll we'll go real quick on this because I'm just going to completely repeat myself. So if you've been with us for the last hour, you know exactly what I'm about to say. But I thought it was interesting that, you know, the Cardinals did a really classy thing in honoring him with a video, rightfully so. His 30 years with the organization, a lot of really cool things, including championships, have happened during his tenure. The video goes up on the board. John Hewlett says his name. He comes out. Immediately, there's a spattering of boos. And then immediately following that, the way I experienced it, I was sitting in the radio booth, so windows are wide open, but I'm not out in the seating bowl in that moment. It felt like, to me, that fans heard the boos and realized that, like, maybe this isn't the moment for this. And folks tried to kind of neutralize out the boos by cheering. I promise you, there were fans there yesterday who are not fans of John Mozeliak and would never give an applause for Mo, who started applauding him yesterday just as a way to cancel out boos. I know that happened. And of everything, I thought that was kind of, that was cool. I thought that was interesting. Just a couple things. I know I said I wasn't going to totally read these, but I thought these were notable. Got one text message, said, definitely funny. Nice to see his personality come out a little bit. Somebody else who actually has worked for his family, I guess, said, talks about how nice he and his family is. So it's good. Yeah, it's good. Rich on our YouTube stream says Mo deserves a ton of credit. That's cool. Henry says, I thought opening day was amazing and proved a lot of doubters wrong. Nolan showed some real life people hammering this club are out of line. Diehard fans know this team has a shot to win the division and can make a playoff run. So yeah, those are some of the comments we've got coming in right now about the team. But yeah, that was part of this. A lot of interesting storylines coming out of yesterday. The booing stuff, Nolan Arenado, him talking recently about not really knowing if he was ever going to play a game for the Cardinals again, and then his reaction. He said he didn't get a single curtain call last year, and then to get one on opening day this year, and the reaction that he had, and kind of calling for the Cardinals fans and putting his hand up to his ear. Like, there was just a lot of very compelling, cool, fun things that were going on. The vibes, were good. So yeah. By the way, Henry says, "Okay, this is great. Okay, I'm right. I like this. I'm glad to see this from Henry." Henry says, "I was one of them who was avidly countering the boos that did happen. I'm a diehard fan, and that made me go ballistic." So I don't know if Henry's a big fan of Mo or not, but it did. I thought it felt that way, that there were fans there that were definitely, definitely, definitely trying to counteract the boos that were coming down. And I'm not somebody who doesn't think that fans should ever boo. I think at times it's like it's counterintuitive because you don't want to be known as a place that boos your own. And I kind of tread the line on this one a little bit because I've never been one, like I said, I've never been one to say that fans don't have the right to boo. And if there are things going on, that's one of the ways to express your displeasure with the team. And I'm not going to be, generally speaking, I'm not going to be mad at that. We can argue whether or not yesterday was the time and place for those boos. And I would tend to say no. But again, it's not something that's not the hill that I'm going to die on this one. It's just not. But at the same time, Cardinals fans have such an amazing reputation. Players do want to come to St. Louis to play, and they want to play in front of a packed house and everything that goes along with St. Louis. And I wouldn't want all of a sudden there to be this feeling of that doesn't exist quite as much. And the attendance is going to be down, especially here at the beginning. If the Cardinals play some really good baseball, well, attendance is going to pick back up again. But I would suspect when the Cardinals start playing some midweek games, there's going to be some pretty small crowds, especially here early on in the season. And the Cardinals are going to be relying a lot on walk-up tickets, people who are interested in this team. And I think, I could be wrong, I think if the team plays the way they played yesterday, that's going to draw fans. I mean, think about what you saw yesterday. You saw a future Hall of Famer hit a home run in Nolan Arenado. You saw a guy who's got the potential to be one of the most dynamic players in all of baseball, in Lars Nootbaar, hit a home run. You saw a guy throw 102 miles per hour in Ryan Helsley. You saw your ace in Sonny Gray go out and win a game. You saw a young center fielder in Victor Scott II go make a ridiculous catch in center field. You saw a lot of things. If that's the type of stuff you're going to get game in, game out, people are going to be walking through the turnstiles because that's a pretty good product that the Cardinals put out yesterday. And it's a product that they have not put out consistently over the last 2 years. They have not. Yesterday, for one game, for at least one day, it felt different. One more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this edition of Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We are starting to wrap things up here on the program. We'll get more into this coming up next week. We do have some shows next week. It's going to be really interesting when it comes to the Blues to see how they work in Jimmy Snuggerud as he comes in signing a 3-year entry level contract. His college career came to an end. Minnesota got knocked out earlier than the Frozen Four, which is a bummer. You would have loved to have seen him play in St. Louis at the Frozen Four before joining the Blues. But now with the Blues on this run, they've won 8 straight games, and they are in a really good spot right now. And then you add a super exciting young talent like this, and kind of to pick and choose your spots on how you want to use them. But that's a nice little addition that the team is going to be able to add here. I'm just about done with Sports Open Line, but you don't want to go anywhere because City Spotlight's coming up in just a few moments. Jen Cease is here. She's going to be hosting. Hey, Jen.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Good to see you, as always. Can I ask you about the Klaus thing?
Well, I can tell you what I know, which isn't a whole lot more than I think anybody else knows, other than he was really, really vocal at Tuesday's practice. So they were all pretty fired up after their loss, and he was one of them.
He and, like, Bradley Carnell, like, legitimately got into it at the end of that match.
And I really don't, like, that's kind of it. I think he talked a little bit about, he didn't give a bunch of details, but, like, basically it's water under the bridge, move on. Which, a passionate Klaus, that's not surprising that it's done.
So. And I mean, classy people don't talk publicly about exchanges like that, but people like me just want to know what's going on. I'm a gossip. I want to hear the details.
Definitely got said in the heat of the moment. And he's Brazilian. He's passionate, so I'm sure he took it that way. But he's also, you know, a super cool guy. So I'm sure he's kind of over it by now and looking forward to the next win. Hopefully,
you feel like this team is in a spot to be able to bounce back after the first loss.
I think they can. I mean, it was you know, how many times can you wonder when we keep saying have yet to lose and have yet to concede a goal, and of course it happens. They didn't play well. It's just a fact of the matter. And Bradley put on the press with Philly, so that's tough. So they've got to get it together. With not having, of course, Roman, as you talked about with Bradley Wright Phillips, and I agree with Bradley that the bigger loss is on the field probably right now is Edward Leuven.
Yeah, he's so. And that's just the cost of the red card and the second yellow and all that sort of stuff.
Kicking the ball away.
There's a life lesson in that, right? Like, as parents, there's a life lesson. When you lose yourself a little bit, there might be something that goes along with that.
He won't deny that, I'm sure. Yeah. I haven't talked to him directly, but that's a moment of loss. So, you know, he didn't practice today, and hopefully we'll have him back for the next game after Austin.
What do you have coming up on the show tonight?
Yeah, we have Dale Shilley we'll talk about. We're going to talk to my player profiles with Alfredo Morales. That could be the person.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Step in. And we'll talk a little high school soccer and, of course, some pregame festivities for the games because it's a doubleheader with City 2.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be listening for the next hour or so. By the way, credit to Jen. She was supposed to do the show last night, and then the Cardinals had a extended rain delay, and she got bumped, and she was still willing to come in tonight and do her show. So you don't want to go anywhere. City Spotlight on the way next. I'll be back with you tomorrow. I've got Cardinals pre-post tomorrow. Look forward to being able to talk to you then. Cardinals going for a series win against the Twins tomorrow if they can come away with a victory. City Spotlight next on KMOX.